tell him, baby.
My dad's boss.
There's really nothing else to say. I can't explain it.
I think my dad's gone crazy.
A little help from Haley Jade. Won't you tell him, maybe?
I think my dad's gone crazy.
There's nothing else to do with Dave.
Broadcasting from the PLA Situation Room in Roy, New Mexico. You're listening to The Snowplow Show.
Now it's time.
On Prank Call Nation.
Cactus.
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 Cactus. I am playing games.
Cactus.
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 Am I supposed to be doing this?
Cactus.
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 Cactus, this cocksucker.
Cactus.
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 You've got to be crap on my ball.
Cactus.
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 It's gonna be a fuck job to edit.
Cactus.
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 You're calling me a hobo.
Cactus.
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 Roy, the retarded boy.
Cactus.
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 How about if I come down and punch your head off?
Cactus.
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 You blowing smoke up my ass.
Cactus.
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 You think a tracer can stop me?
Hello, everyone. This is Roy. It's the Snowplow Show. It's Saturday morning, September 6th, and today I'm going to mess with Comcast people some more. Because I sure haven't done that enough this year. Today's show is sponsored by Mistress Morgan. Thanks, Mistress Morgan, for supporting the show and for sending me way too many boxes of Captain Crunch cereal, which I had for breakfast this morning, by the way. It was delicious. I've gone through one box already, only, I don't know, a dozen or so boxes to go, however many you sent. You and Utah Kurt with your crazy conspiracy to give me diabetes. So with this Comcast thing I want to do, I can't remember if someone else gave me this idea or if I came up with it myself. I don't remember. So if you gave me this idea, thank you. But if you go to facebook.com/Xfinity, and you know, that's Comcast page, and you scroll down a bit, and you go down to the part that says post to this page. That's the post that other people have left on their Facebook. And it's pretty much nonstop, all day, every single day, just people ripping on Comcast. That's all it is. There's nothing positive posted. It's just people really, really pissed off about their Comcast service. And I don't know if they're just venting or they really think their posts are going to do any good, because nobody ever replies to the posts. I mean, they couldn't. They'd have to hire a team of people to sit here and answer all these, because they're just, there's a constant flow of them. Here, let me read like the first 10 posts. Number one, someone named Don. Comcast sucks. We'll ignore these other five by Don. Jordan says, when you call to cancel Comcast and they mysteriously keep disconnecting you, Xfinity, you are an absolute joke. Feel free to stop being terrible any day now. Here's a gigantic paragraph from Cass Duca. Comcast is the most ridiculous vendor. I've been on the phone for 1.5 hours to ask for a service call. I've been transferred to 7 people. Blah, 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 blah. Really long paragraph. Andromeda says, I used to love you guys until I moved. First, the guy sets up my service wrong instead of giving us 3 boxes as I requested. Blah, blah, blah. Long, really long paragraph. And it just goes on and on and on. So if you want to see a bunch of really hilarious, angry posts, go to facebook.com/Xfinity and look at the posts to the page. And I thought, wow, I bet you Walmart customers would be the same way. So I went to Walmart's page, did the same thing, and you know, there's occasional people complaining, but for the most part, Walmart's pretty positive. So I think that says something about Comcast. Like, they're really good at pissing people off for some reason. So obviously, what I have planned, I just click on the Facebook name, and I see what city and state they're from, and I look them up on white pages, and I will give them a call. My caller ID will show Comcast if they look at their caller ID, and we'll see if anything good happens. Here's a complaint from Marcia. Marcia is an old lady. Marcia says, hi, I'm sitting here on hold with Peter. Peter is in quotation marks, and I'm going to take that to mean that he's a foreigner who claims his name is Peter. But I don't know that for sure, I'm just guessing. I've asked a simple question, and Peter, in quotation marks, does not know the answer. He keeps stalling. Finally, I said, I've had this problem before. I would like to talk to someone who specializes in this problem. I was put on hold and cut off when I try back. Then say, no one can help me with this problem. Would you like to hear yourself on the internet again giving customers a hard time? Then she makes a second post. And by the way, why do you not call back to get feedback when you know the customer has had a bad experience? It sounds like she wants me to call her and ask for some feedback. The best thing about Marcia is in her Facebook profile picture. She's holding a phone. Like she looks like frustrated in the picture. Like I don't know, maybe she took a picture of herself on hold with Comcast and made that her profile picture. I don't know. That's sure what it looks like.
Marcia.
Hello, this is Brad from Comcast.
Hi, Brad. How are you?
Oh, pretty good. I was just calling to make sure you had an okay experience with us recently.
That was awful. Just what? Awful.
What?
Talk to Peter. I'm on the other line with the technician now. Talk to Peter. He said, he just kept saying, bear with me. I'm asking him a simple question. If he doesn't know, he shouldn't be on the line.
Oh, and, Peter's our best technician.
I wasn't rude to him, but I said, I keep having this problem. I think we should address this with someone else. I think we need to address it with someone else. And just hold on. Finally, puts me on hold, lets me sit there, and I think deliberately cut me off. Then when I call back, they say, there's nobody that can talk to you
Peter
now.
Peter wouldn't do that. Peter is our best technician. I can't believe you're talking shit about him. Oh, come on. How can you say these things about Peter? I know Peter. He's a good person.
Where is Peter located?
Why? What are you going to do to him? Like, why do you need to know that? That sounds like a threat.
No, I don't think it's a threat.
Oh, it's a promise then. I get it.
Are you really with Comcast?
Yes. I can't believe you're sitting here talking shit about us. All you people do is complain, complain, complain.
Uh-huh.
You never tell anyone when we do good things, do you?
Yes, I do.
No, you don't.
I had a really good experience with a guy not too long ago.
And who'd you tell that you had such a good experience? No, you didn't tell anyone.
Friends.
You big liar.
Friends.
You're just a big liar.
You are really strange.
Oh my God, you lie so much.
Who are you?
My name's Brad. I'm with Comcast.
And you would call a customer and talk to them like this?
Well, only the ones that are being big liars and talking shit about Peter. Peter's the best.
Where is he located?
I'm not giving you his address. You can't go to his house. That's just weird.
Mm-hmm.
We can't have our customers threatening our employees like that.
I did not threaten your employees.
Oh, why didn't you want to know his address then?
I wanted to know whether he was in the U.S.
Wait, why? Do you have a problem with foreigners?
No.
You wanted to make sure he was not a foreigner? Is that what you said?
No.
Well, what's the problem then? Why would you need to know that?
I need to know that because...
Because you hate foreigners.
No.
You are a racist, ma'am.
Pardon?
You are a racist.
No, I'm not. I'm black.
No, that does not mean that you can't be a racist.
Yes, it does.
And also, you're not black.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
How do you know?
Because I'm looking at your Facebook, you big liar. See, I told you you're a liar. You're the biggest liar on the planet.
Yeah. Can I see you on Facebook?
No, I'm not giving you my Facebook, you psycho stalker lady. Why are you telling me you're black when you're not black?
Just messing with you like you're messing with me.
I'm not messing with you. I would never mess with a customer.
You called up. You used a bad word in talking to me.
I said the shit word, didn't I?
Yes, you did.
Okay. Well, I'm going to mark down on this survey that you gave us 10 out of 10 stars, and you think we're wonderful. And I won't...
Mark it that way, Mark.
I won't...
Or Brad, whatever your name is.
Yeah, I won't even write down that you're racist. I'll keep that a secret between me and you.
You are amazing.
Thank you. That's better.
Really work for Comcast?
No, I just saw your post on Facebook, so I thought I'd mess with you.
Well, how do you call me, though?
I called you. I looked you up on whitepages.com.
Mm-hmm. Why would you do that?
Because I am weird.
I'll agree with that.
Okay. As long as we agree.
Yeah. Don't couldn't you do something else with your time?
Probably, but nope. Instead, I just call people that complain about Comcast.
You think Comcast is great?
I don't have a problem with them.
You don't?
No, they work for me.
Interesting. My, okay. Talk to you later, Brad.
Okay, bye. I'm pretty sure that lady recorded my phone call, because I didn't notice it while I was talking to her, but as I was editing it, I heard this. Here, let me play a clip from that call you just heard.
No, I don't think it's a threat.
Did you hear that beeping sound? It's been a while since I've been an iPhone user, but I think that's the sound you hear when you hit the record button, you know, to do a voice recording. And then within 5 seconds after I heard that sound, she asked me this.
Are you really with Comcast?
Yes. So just like she said in her post, remember in her post she said, "Would you like to hear yourself on the internet again giving customers a hard time?" She was hoping to make the next viral customer service video from Comcast. Just like that one I played a month or two ago of the really annoying Comcast breakup that was all over the internet for a while. I can't believe she would record my voice without my permission, though. That is so wrong. Who does that? Also, I did reply to this lady's post on Comcast, the one that she made on Comcast. And I wrote on here, "Do the quotation marks around Peter's name signify that he's a foreigner?" And I was hoping she would respond to me. I wrote that after the phone call. But instead, her post disappeared from Comcast. And I thought that was funny, but then I tried to look at her profile a little bit later, and her profile's gone. And I started to feel bad, because I thought she actually took down her Facebook because of me. But I logged in under a different account, and her Facebook's there. She's just blocked me. She doesn't want to have a conversation with me. I don't understand why. Janice has posted on the Comcast page, "I have now been on hold on your telephone service for over 40 minutes calling about a repair. Shame on you for all we pay each month." I totally agree.
Hello?
Hello, Janice?
Yes.
Hi, this is Brad from Comcast.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just calling to do a customer service survey. How have you been?
Let me tell you something. I was on hold for an hour and I hung up the phone.
Oh, that was very rude of you. Why would you hang up on us?
Because no one answered the phone.
Oh, we would have eventually.
I was on hold for an hour.
We would have eventually. You just got to be patient.
Are you kidding me?
No, of course not.
I'm supposed to be on hold for over an hour?
Well, you know, we have a lot of customers.
Okay, well, never mind. I don't want to talk to you about your survey. Well, if you called me to find out if you could help me with a problem I was having, that would be something, but you haven't.
Oh, well, you don't have to be a jerk about it. Why are you being such a jerk? Oh, no. That survey didn't go well at all. And there she
goes. Hello?
You hung up on us again. You're always hanging up on us.
I don't want to talk to
really,
you. This is my time.
You've really,
already wasted over an hour of my time.
You're really pissing me off. What is your problem, lady? Okay, fine. Fine. Whatever. I'm going to play one more call before we take a break for voicemails or whatever. And this is a call I made yesterday to a guy who complained on the page. And I almost don't want to use this one because it's not exactly funny. It's mostly just weird because he's just a weirdly calm guy no matter what I say to him. So don't expect hilarity from this next one. Just listen and be as weirded out as I am on this one.
Hello?
Hello, Michael?
Yes.
Hey, this is James from Comcast Retentions. Understand you're having some problems.
Yes.
What was the problem? You're something with your router?
Well, yep. We have when we converted over to...
Whoa. You can stop yelling at me. You know, there's no reason
to... Oh, no, I'm not yelling. When we converted over to, Triple Play, technician...
Oh, my God, stop yelling. Stop.
Router.
Hey, listen, I'm a human being. Don't yell at me.
Oh, I'm not yelling. When we installed the Triple Play, they installed the dual-band router.
Mm-hmm.
And it worked fine for a while, but all of a sudden the iPhones that we have in the house stopped connecting to internet. It would connect to the Wi-Fi.
Oh, Jesus, stop screaming at me. Ugh.
I'm sorry, I'm just talking.
You're just screaming my ear off.
I'm sorry. But anyhow, when we connected to Wi-Fi, the iPhones would not receive internet. they would connect, but you couldn't receive anything.
You should switch to Android. Android's better. Problem solved.
Well,
problem solved. Okay, I guess that's. Guess we're all done here then, right?
But no. But anyhow, once we
you don't gotta yell.
Call service, and they had me change some settings, and it worked for a day or so. But then the iPhones disconnected again. But all the iPads and everything else in the house worked fine.
Yeah, iPhones, they only connect to Apple routers. Apple cable modems.
Oh, that's but what about the iPad?
Because that's the older technology. You're gonna have to you're just gonna have to switch over to Apple cable.
That doesn't make any sense because other people come here and can
connect. You don't have to yell. Oh my gosh!
I'm not yelling. People come here and can connect.
Well, they're probably hackers. They've probably hacked their iPhones. Got a bunch.
No, they're not. They're just regular iPhones.
Yeah, well, they look like regular iPhones.
And if
iPhones.
I take my iPhone, and go anywhere else, it can connect to Wi-Fi and download.
Those motherfuckers are jailbreaking their iPhones, and that's not okay with us.
Where are you from?
I'm from Comcast in the retentions department.
Why are you talking like that?
Well, you started it with all the screaming at me.
I'm not screaming.
You're just out of control with all the yelling.
I doubt that.
What do you mean you doubt it?
I'm not out of control. I'm just talking to you.
I have a recording of you being out of control.
Anyhow, why do the iPhones not connect at all?
I know it kind of sounded like I cut him off there at the end, but that was just like a glitch in the recording or something. It just kind of cut off there at the very end. But he did hang up on me, because apparently, that's not a good answer if you're a Comcast employee. I'm going to have to try that one more often.
Hi, Brad. This is Jacob Kelling again. I noticed that on the show yesterday, you claimed me to be a FBI stalker. I think that's the right one. And I do have a little bit of a confession to make. I do work for the Federal Bureau of Investigation.
No, I said that I got a check from FBI voice changer guy. And I assumed that you were the same person because the checks matched. I got your check for 50 cents, and then I guess he sent me a check for a dollar or something. But I guess I was wrong. You are not FBI voice changer guy. That's a completely different person.
Oregon. And I'm really looking at investigating the incident that happened in November of 1994, which was 20 years ago now. We do have a little bit of a report on our end that you may have been involved with the theft of the $800 from a British petroleum store. And so I'm just calling to inquire about that. If you could give me a call back, that would be fabulous.
I made all that up. That's not real.
I'm sure
I didn't really do that to the BP on Stark Street.
My number. Otherwise, I don't know, fucking put a video up of the balls that I sent you in the mail, because for goodness gracious, I didn't spend $30 to mail you balls in the mail and gift wrap it and have Amazon do all that fancy stuff with it. So if you could just say I sent you a check for $1.09 when I didn't even send you another check for $1.09, I don't know what in the Sam hell you are speaking of. I expect to see that video up on YouTube, Brad. I spent a lot of money on those damn balls. Goodbye.
Do I really have to put a video up of that? Because can't I just mention it here on the show? The show is better because the show gets more listeners than my videos. My videos, I get, maybe 500 people watch it? But the show, it eventually gets thousands of listeners. And it lasts forever. I did forget to read the card when I mentioned that you sent me balls on your nice gift-wrapped Amazon package. But the card says, since you have decided to deliberately take a vacation after I sent you a check, I have taken the liberty of purchasing the balls myself. Grasp them firmly by the hand and step up to the damn plate. Up yours, Jacob. That's such a nice card. Isn't that good enough, though? Like, can't I just do it on here? Do I really have to put a video up of it? Instead of making videos, I've been posting pictures on my Facebook of weird things people send me. That's good enough, right? It's the same thing. It's better, basically. Thanks for the balls. I will definitely grasp them firmly by the hand and throw them at my cat.
Hey, Brad. Remember when that guy, Snake Plissken, entered the secret world code and shut down all technology? That was cool.
I don't. I don't even know what you're talking about in that one.
Hi, Brad. I have a few jokes for you.
Holy shit! It's Olga. She's back with jokes.
Okay. Here we go.
She's going to be much better than that rapper guy that just kind of didn't tell a joke after he said he was going to.
How do really laid-back people answer the phone?
I don't know. How do really laid-back people answer the phone?
Mellow.
I don't think I get that. Oh, mellow. Like hello. I get it now. Took me a second.
And how do scaredy cats answer the phone?
I don't know.
Yellow. Okay, those are dumb, but whatever. Bye.
Bye, Olga.
Hi, Roy. This is Brad Carter.
He hung up the phone, and then he picked up again, and then he hit a touch tone. That was weird.
Hi, Roy. This is Brad Carter.
Like he couldn't contain himself.
Hi, Roy. This is Sam Jenkins. I'm calling from the International Cactus Preservation Team. I was just calling about this year's annual convention, which will be held in Manchester this year. The keynote speaker, Laugh Track Matt, unfortunately got into a bit of legal trouble, so he won't be able to attend.
Of course.
We were just wondering if you would like to fill in as the keynote speaker. If you'd like to give me a call, my extension is 214 at Klondike 56969. Thank you. Hope to see you there.
Hell yeah, I would. I'm going to call that up right now. The rest of these voicemails are really long. I think I'm going to save them.
Hey, Arby. It's me, racist retarded gone wild. I'm sick right now. My dog died, and I'm getting, I'm sick. You know what I like to do to pass the time, though? I like to go on that JAG TV's forums, jagoff.tk. It's not .com, I don't know why. Everything's .tk now, I guess. And this is clearly not JAG TV, because I have a nasally voice, and he doesn't.
Of course.
So, keep up this fucking great work.
I can tell you're not JAG TV.
Don't play any more voicemails after this one, because voicemails suck and nobody wants to hear voicemails.
Fine.
All right, bye.
Fine. I agree. The next three are long anyway. But yeah, no more voicemails. Let's get back to these Comcast calls. You guys are going to like this next one. It's short, but this lady gets pretty angry. Joanne has posted on the Comcast Xfinity page, and she wants to know, why does it take 6 phone call requests to have Comcast call waiting removed from the phone? I can't answer the question. Can you? I think I have an answer for her.
Hello?
Hello, Joanne?
Who's this?
This is Gary from Comcast.
Yes.
And I understand you're wanting to sign up for our caller ID and call waiting package.
What? Are you guys cracked?
What?
You must be smoking something. It's taken 5 phone calls and 1 follow-up phone call to get you guys to listen and learn and get caller ID, call waiting off. My phone.
Oh, no, I just put it back
on.
You
have made me so aggravated.
I just put call waiting back on for you.
You're not supposed to have done that.
Oh, no, it showed on the report. I have the report right here.
No, get it the fuck off. It is the most rude, arrogant, inconsiderate, thoughtless, and any other word you want to use. I have been interrupted when I am talking to my doctor, to my attorney.
Well, that's what it's
to
for.
My children.
It's so people can call you.
Get off my phone.
Listen, what if you were on the phone and you had an important call from a telemarketer?
I don't care.
You need
get it off.
I'm going to put a double call waiting on your line.
Well, thank you very much. I'll sue you. Goodbye.
No,
Gally.
You won't. No, you won't. Holy cow. How did she know I was on crack? That's what I want to know.
What?
I'm putting call waiting on your line 5 times.
Mazel tov. You are so... Comcast is so piss poor. It is amazing. Goodbye.
But, ma'am... Mazel tov. Okay.
Hello?
I was just kidding. I took it off now. You don't have call waiting anymore.
Can you say,
woke up my grandchild.
Can you say thank you?
Goodbye.
Can you say thank you? Say thank you. All right. I woke up her grandchild. Mission accomplished. That's what I set out to do. Here is an angry message from Minta. Minta says she had a service call scheduled for between 11 and 1. At 1:15, I called because the tech was not here, nor did we get a call saying they would be late, and was told the tech should be there by 1:25. Well, guess what? It's 1:26, and still no tech or call. Fail! Exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point.
Hello?
Hello, is this Minta?
Yes.
Hey, this is Dave from Comcast.
Yes.
We were there earlier today, and you guys, nobody answered the door.
No, somebody was here. One of your techs came out.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, he replaced the box.
Okay, well, don't be a smartass. Don't get all snippy with me.
I'm not, but the tech showed up like half hour, 5 minutes late, and we didn't get a phone call saying that he was going to be late. And when I called and I got the recording, oh, yeah, he's running late. He'll be there by 1:25, and 1:30 rolls around, 1:40 rolls around. He showed up about 1:45.
They're always late. I mean, come on, what planet are you from? That's the way it's always been.
And this is how you talk to your paying customers?
Well, when they're being stupid.
Excuse you? And what was your name again?
My name's Gary.
Well, Gary, you can be sure that I will be speaking, you know, to somebody there about, you know, how you treat people and how you talk to people, because I didn't call you any names and I didn't call you stupid, and you just, you know, pretty much called me that, and I don't appreciate that, especially when I'm paying your lousy paycheck.
Well,
why don't you connect me to a manager now?
It's not like name calling. I'm just saying you're stupid.
Connect me to a manager now.
You know, you're just really, really stupid is all. That's just what I'm saying.
No, connect me to a manager now.
I don't have that capability from my phone. I'm in my truck.
Then you better go grab a manager and have them come to your phone now.
I'm in my truck right now. I'm on my cell phone. I'm on the way to another customer's house.
There was a tech here today and swapped out the cable box.
Oh, thank God he made it there, because I was really late. I went over to the school and got high, and it's just like, you know, just, I don't know where the time went. You know?
Mm-hmm.
You know how it is.
No, I don't, but I'm sure, you know, we'll find out, you know, what you're really up to. Have a nice night.
What do you mean what I'm really up to? That sucks. I was counting on that one, you know, never having shown up. But then he actually did show up. And that's all I've got. That's all of the phone calls that have happened. I wish I could get one more person to answer, but nobody's answering. Let me try really quick. I have three more of these left. Just see if they pick up this time.
Your call has been forwarded to an auto.
I've called a bunch of people that I've saved that hadn't answered before. No answers. And I tried a few new people on the Xfinity page, and I got nowhere with them. So I guess the show's over. I did see something kind of humorous. I remember Marsha. She's the one that I accused of being racist, the one that was recording me. She posted another thing about 23 minutes ago on the Comcast page. She says, a couple of weeks ago, I did have a reasonable experience with Comcast in the USA. That's what she wrote. I think she really does hate foreigners. And I even said, why are you being nice to me? That's how bad it is. People are canceling their cable. I bet you if she does get a call back from Comcast now, she's going to be all suspicious. She's going to be, is this Brad again? This is the end of the show, though. It's almost noon. I really need to get out to 7-Eleven and get a Slurpee, because that sounds like a great lunch after having Captain Crunch cereal for breakfast. I command everyone listening to support the show by either contributing on patreon.com/phoneLosers or phoneLosers.org/cactus. If you contribute, that will give me more time to be a pain in the ass all day, every day. So be sure to do that. In case you've forgotten, there actually is a Snowplow Show Facebook page, facebook.com/snowplowshow, which I occasionally use to post things related to the show. And you should also be subscribed to facebook.com/phoneLosers. Oh, wait a minute. I almost forgot something. Remember on the last show, I told everyone to do book reviews. So first, let's look quickly at amazon.com for How to Lose Weight the Patterson Way by Frank Patterson. There are 10 five-star reviews.
There's the one by me. I'm not going to read that one. Someone named Hugh wrote, "Wow, just wow. Frank is the man when it comes to weight loss. The last book you'll need to purchase about weight loss. The nudes in the epilogue were a little unexpected, but not altogether unwelcome. 5 stars. Nick posted a review. I recently joined the YMCA franchise, and the manager there told me that if I wanted to join, I would be required to purchase his book. This one. I received it, as well as they charged me twice on my bill for the book, and then added a stupid bitch fee for my wife who was there with me. After reading the book, I thought it was just fantastic and couldn't believe the information I got from it. Great buy. I would recommend it to everyone." Darren's review says, "Since Mr. Patterson took over as manager of my gym, he has made all of the gym patrons purchase a copy of the book as a part of our gym memberships. While most than a few copies have been piling up next to the garbage can at the entrance of the gym, I felt obliged to take mine home with me. His cactus diet worked wonders. The chapter on bulimia has made it possible for my sister to eat half a strawberry cheesecake at 3 in the morning and never gain an ounce. Easily the best $29.95 I never wanted to spend that I ever spent." Cassandra's review says, "Hi, I work out at the gym that was forcing us to buy this book, and let's say I'm quite happy and can't wait until your next book. A suggestion, though, I noticed quite a few people chew alcohol at this gym. So I hope your next book can be How to Cut Down on Chewing Alcohol, the Patterson Way." On Scotty's review, the title is a worthy follow-up to How to Hassle Cactus, the Frank Patterson Way. He says, "I found this book in a hobo cave about a month ago. Couldn't put it down as it was covered in an substance." He's using big words that I don't know. "But it turned out to be a truly seminal work. I'm also really super excited about this book because it's a new movie. I really enjoyed following Frank around on his many adventures. The story starts with Frank stealing a little wind-up cactus from a toy store. After the escalator power is restored, Frank expresses to Bopkins his concern that the nuclear power plant is actually a clown in a fern disguise." This one's too long and confusing. Everyone should go and read the reviews here because they're pretty amazing. Paul says the book helped him lose 600 pounds. 2 pages of reviews. This is awesome. You guys are the best. Thanks, everyone, for doing those reviews. I'm just going to wait until the next show, and hopefully I'll remember to see if you guys did any reviews on Jonathan Harchick's other books. Thanks for listening, everyone. I'll see you on the next show. Bye.
Bell control to lineman Bob. Bell control to lineman Bob. Check your tool belt now and put your bell hat on. Bell control to lineman Bob. Found my truck keys, engine on. Get your work orders and please don't take too long. This is bell control to lineman Bob. You've really screwed up good. The technician wants to know the cable and pair. Now it's time to leave your bell truck if you dare. This is lineman Bob to bell control. I'm climbing up a pole. And there's spray paint on this box that says PLA. And these wires look oddly different today. For here am I standing on a phone pole, far above the ground. I just dropped my shoe, but there's not much I can do.
We're sorry, the number you are trying to reach is unchecked or troubled.
We're sorry, due to telephone company facility trouble, your call cannot be completed at this time.
Please try your call again later.
You try your call again later.
Fixed 100,000 lines, I'm getting really bored. And I think my conscience knows which way to go. Who's this guy that's on my phone saying yo 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 yo? Bell control to lineman Bob, our switch is dead. There's something wrong. Can you hear me, Lineman Bob? Can you hear me, Lineman Bob? Can you hear me, Lineman Bob? Can you hear? Am I standing on my phone pole? Far above the ground. I just dropped my shoe, but there's not much I can do.
You know, to do a voice recording.
Oh my God, really? Bird.